My name is William Bradford, born June 4th, 1937. My mother and father both was from the South. They migrated here in 1942. My father, he was from Alabama, but he moved to Clairton as a young man. He worked in the steel mill and retired. My childhood was great. I was born here in Pennsylvania. I grew up in projects down Blair. We had fun in the projects. We did things that little kids are supposed to do. We mind our parents. But when we were kids, we had games that we played. We made them up. Didn't cost anything. Play with a can or a rock or a stick. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We had a lot of fun. Clairton was clean, but it was dirty in a way. By that, I mean the mill polluted. When we were kids, when you wash your car outside, you go out there and look at it. 2 minutes later, you know, it's got soot all over it. You can blow it off. That's the dirty part. But as far as clean was, people were pretty mindful. There were stores all over Clairton then, down in Blair, and then Blair Avenue. There were stores all up and down State Street. There were stores up on the hill here, a lot of stores. Very little shooting, very little crime back then. Crime and shooting is everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's some crime and there's some shooting. You cannot dodge it. It's going to be there, but you got to remind yourself, say, I don't want to be part of that. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Went to Shaw Avenue Grade School and Clairton High School. I went into the military. Went in 1956. I was a weatherman. It was a very interesting field. You got to know about the weather, how the weather's formed and everything. And if the weather was good, the pilots could take off. If the weather was bad, they couldn't take off. We tell them that you have to wait till the weather clears up before they're able to take off. They couldn't go unless we told them they could go. It was a good career field. A lot of people say they don't want to go and serve their country, but they want somebody to do it for them. If you want somebody to do something for you all the time, you know, you have to return and do things for them. Military is discipline. See, military teaches you how to behave and how to obey. It teaches you how to do the things the right way instead of the wrong way. They say there's three ways to do things. It's your way, my way, and the military way. So when you're in the military, you do it their way. When I got out of the military, I came back to Clairton for about a year. Then I left and went to New York. That's where I became a train operator. I drove the subway for 20 years, and I retired and I came back here to give back to what people gave me when I was here. I came back here, I opened a business, I opened a laundromat. I coached basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, track for the high school here. I was married here in Clairton in 1996 by Mount Olive Church by Reverend Calloway. I married Miss Paulette Bradford. Everybody know Miss Paulette. Very intelligent lady. Very active. She's on the school board. She does a lot of things in the community. She's a choir director. We ran the football league for 10, 12 years, Little League football. All the things that my wife has done, we've done together. She's also a resident of Clairton. She went to school here. She graduated here. Well, to make Clairton a better place, we have to start right here with these kids. We work from there. You can't start with the older folks. They're already set in their ways. The younger kids are the ones that's going to make the difference. And we have to try to make them understand that if you want to do good, you listen. If you want to stay out of trouble, do the right thing. Clairton is not unique. Every city around has the same problems. The advice that I can give you right now is that you do the best that you can in anything that you do. And anytime somebody's older than you have some information for you, listen to them. Listen to what they say. Take it all in and use it. Don't just go and say, well, I'll do what I want to do, because you're young, you have to grow. The only way you grow is to learn. You learn from older people. You can't do it by yourself. And if you want to be a good person, you just look at the people that surround you. My goal in life was to be a mentor for young kids growing up, to show them the way that they're supposed to be when they grow up, teach them things that was taught to me when I was a kid, to make sure that they try to do the best they can be and do everything that they're asked of them and be good kids. So anything that you want to do or you want to be, you have to work at it. It's not handed to you. You have to earn it.